this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Later in this week's show, we'll be looking at to this weekend's matches in the league, as we'll be joined by Whitby Town Radio's very own Mr. Andrew Snaith and the brand new manager at Gainsborough Trinity, Russ Wilcox. And speaking of new managers, this week we'll also be hearing from the new managers at Ilkeston Town and Basford United. But we're going to kick the show off this week talking about the FA Cup. The second qualifying round took place last weekend, and some good results for some Northern Premier League sides last weekend in the competition. Shortly, we'll be hearing from Josh Breo, manager at Leake Town, who are celebrating getting through to the third qualifying round next week, as they'll be taking on South Shields, a match which will be broadcast live on the BBC Red Button. But before that, let's go to Nantwich Town. Nantwich Town 2, Banbury United 1 was the full-time score last week in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. And let's have a bit of a catch-up now with the Dabbers, and it's a big welcome back to the show to their manager. Here's Paul Carden. Well, Paul, a big thank you for joining us. And before we discuss the next round of the FA Cup and the tie that's come out of the hat for Nantwich Town, big congratulations for that result in the second qualifying round. What a performance against Banbury United.
Yeah, it was. The lads were superb, and the truth be known, it probably should have had a few more goals in our favour to the scoreline. But no, the two men, we were outstanding. We were the better team and totally deserved it. I think their managers come out and said that. So, you know, fair play. But to be honest, externally it was a bit of an upset, a bit of a shock. But internally, we had a lot of confidence, and that's rightly so because we've got some good players.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to put that result in perspective, Banbury in their last league game, they beat Warrington Town, didn't they, by 3-0. So it's a fantastic result. And obviously Chester's come out the hat for that game in the third qualifying round. What's the mood like after that FA Cup draw?
Yeah, obviously, like the lads are looking forward to it. But we've got a couple of games before that, which is a main focus. But the lads were all buzzing when you seen it come out the hat on Monday, and all texting in the WhatsApp group, this will be a great game for us, and all looking forward to it. So hopefully we can put that excitement and anticipation and eagerness to play the game into the two before that and get a couple more good results.
Yeah, the two games before that, FA Trophy obviously on Saturday at home to Dunstan, and then a league game, very very rare occurrence for Nantwich Town this season. Hanley away on Tuesday night. Just to touch upon the league form, because you've only been beaten twice, but you've only played four games in the league. So what have you made of the start to the season more generally?
It's been frustrating is probably the right word, because we've played four games and we should have had four wins. As simple as that. Chances wise, what we missed to the opposition chances was off the scale, really. But if you don't take your chances, then you're likely or can be punished, and we were, and that was to our own undoing. And you know, lads accepted responsibility, and to be fair, you know, we'd played well in those fixtures, but we just didn't take our chances, like I say. But certainly, I think we played 9 games now and only 4 in the league, and come next Saturday we'll be on 12 games and only 5 in the league. So that tells you what the season's been like in terms of the league campaign, because it's been very stop start, and the cup competitions have been very much the focus.
Yeah, and obviously you're progressing. I mean, this is why we've brought you on the show this week, Paul, because of that, you know, that great result against Banbury, taking on Chester. It's just one of them things, isn't it, about the league. But I'm assuming that the main objective this season is to be up towards the top end of the table and competing in the West Division.
Oh yeah, of course, that's the main aim. But playing football matches and winning in whatever competition is the main aim as well. You know, we want to progress as far as we can in every competition. Good teams play a lot of football because they're successful in winning games, no matter what the competition is, and that's what we're about, and that's what we've got to be about. Not only, you know, winning games, but also, you know, pulling in money for the football club as well. So everything goes hand in hand. We've suffered from the fixtures that we've had, with a few injuries to key players, lads who are just out of form, which hasn't helped. But you know, as a squad, you've got to be prepared, and we've got to just make sure that no matter who plays and who's available, we've picked the right 11 to win whatever game in any competition we're playing in.
This is the dilemma now, isn't it? Because you've got Chester next Saturday. You know, it'll be a big, well-attended game. The prospects of maybe getting through to the four qualifying round. You've got the FA Trophy tomorrow. You've got Hanley Town in the league on Tuesday, as we've discussed. It's a bit of a juggling act, isn't it, for you?
Yeah, but like you say, I want us to win every game. And we haven't got the squad at the minute to start rotating. So it'll be what it'll be. We'll pick the stronger side, as always, to win that game. And, you know, there'll be none of this resting players for certain games. We want to win them all. Come 5 o'clock next Saturday, we want to have won three games on the bounce. In this week coming up, the next three fixtures, we want to have won three games. And that's just goes without saying. So we certainly won't be taking any fixture against any opponent lightly. That's just the way it's going to be.
And what's your thoughts about the occasion next week against Chester? It's a big game, this, isn't it?
Yeah, well, obviously, I've got my own memories of playing a lot of football at the club and winning promotion at the club as a captain. And so, as an occasion goes, it's a really good occasion for me. But I don't want us to be going there to enjoy a day out. I want us to be going there to provide what would be an upset. You know, they train a few days a week, big club with a strong fan base, with high expectation to do well in the Conference North. I haven't finished in the playoffs last year, but we're unlucky. You know, but they'll be looking at it as a cup fixture, playing a team from two leagues below at home. It's the type of fixture that a club would want. But we're certainly not looking at it like we're there to make the numbers up. We'll be looking at it. We will be going all out to cause that upset. And it might be a shock in some places, but I'm confident in the players, and if the players perform to their strengths and a few Chester players have an off day, then we've got some good players who can punish them. So we've just got to be all out in every game we play, and that's the way it'll be.
Well, a big good luck, Paul, in that match next week against Chester. And just a final question, how much are you enjoying it at the Weaver Stadium? It's early days, but it's definitely going in the right direction on all fronts. So how much are you enjoying it, Paul, at the moment?
Yeah, I am. I'm really enjoying it. From coming in with nine games last season, everybody at the club has shown why Nantwich is well-liked. We've just got to be probably more ruthless as a side on the pitch. But in terms of the people at the club, the fans and supporters, you know, everybody is behind you and nobody can do enough for you. And it's a breath of fresh air as a club. And, you know, it'd be nice to reward those people and fans who are part of the club with, you know, with a really good season. And that's what we're trying to do.
Well, Paul Carden, manager of Nantwich Town, big, big thank you for joining us on this week's show. As I said, big good luck in the third qualifying round next week at Chester. All the best in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, mate. Cheers, Ben.
Nantwich Town manager Paul Carden there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Also through to the third qualifying round next week, Ashton United. They drew on Saturday against Atherton Coles, but won in the replay on Tuesday evening. Bradford Park Avenue also drew against Blyth Spartans up at Croft Park. However, they lost their replay back at the Horsfall Stadium on Monday. So commiserations to both Atherton Coles and Bradford Park Avenue. Commiserations too to Cleethorpes Town. Stafford Rangers also departing the competition. And FC United, they were knocked out at home by Warrington Rylands. A fantastic result for Rylands. A 4-0 win at Broadhurst Park. Anstey Nomads, they were knocked out of this season's competition as well at the hands of Hereford. Hyde United, though, they progressed through. Sporting Cowes, unfortunately, they were knocked out of the FA Cup on Saturday. And commiserations to Mask United, but a big congratulations to Lancaster City. Lancaster City progressing through in that all-MPL tie from last weekend. Worksop Town, they too progressed through. And what a result this was for Macclesfield. Macclesfield 2, Buxton 0. Macclesfield progressing through to the third qualifying round. Commiserations to Spalding United. They were knocked out by Mickleover. Morpeth Town, though, another fantastic result. A 3-0 win at home to Southport on Saturday afternoon. Congratulations to Morpeth. Commiserations to Mosley, though. They were beaten by Emlet after a replay on Tuesday night. Also going to a replay, Runcorn Linnets against Chorley. Great result for Linnets on Saturday, a 1-0 draw against Chorley, but unfortunately they were defeated in the replay at Victory Park on Tuesday night. Also going out of the FA Cup, unfortunately, we've got Carlton Town, but a good effort, a 3-2 defeat at Rushall Olympic. But a big congratulations to Marine, a 2-2 draw on Saturday against Spennymoor Town, and a 2-1 win back on Merseyside in the replay on Tuesday night. So Marine progressed through. Matlock Town, though, they were knocked out at Stourbridge. Harborough Town, they were knocked out at Tamworth. Whitby Town, though, congratulations to them. Commiserations to Prescott Cables. It was a 2-1 win for the MPL Premier Division side on Saturday at the Turnbull Ground. And a big congratulations to Leek Town after a 2-0 win at Worcester City on Saturday afternoon. And on that positive note, that leads me on to our next guest here on the MPL show. Leek Town progressing through to the third qualifying round, where they'll host South Shields next Saturday. We're going to be hearing from Josh Brayo now, the manager at Leek Town. This interview was recorded before the news that this FA Cup tie in the third qualifying round between Leek Town and South Shields will be live on the BBC Red Button next weekend. So cracking news for the Staffordshire side. Let's hear now from their manager. It's a big welcome to the show, to Josh Brayo. Well, Josh, a big thank you for joining us. We'll get to the FA Cup in a second or two, but just a general catch-up. How are you settling into your new role at Leek Town?
Yeah, really, really well. It's been a really strange couple of weeks, given the nature of how it came about, with obviously Neil handing his resignation in after the bank holiday game against Kidsgrove, and things happened really, really quickly. And thankfully, I'm really grateful to the chairman for the opportunity that he's given to me, and the management team have obviously stayed in place. And we've added Danny Pugh to that as well, which has given us another string to our bow as a group of staff. And it's gone well. Yeah, we've obviously had three games, not in the league just yet, but three cup games, which we've ended up on the winning side of each time. And things are going well. The players have been absolutely fantastic as well, I must say.
And obviously, you knew the squad already, but big shoes to fill with Neil Baker. He's a legend and a top guy. So what's your assessment of the club as you head towards, well, a league fixture at some point? When's that going to be? Right at the end of the month? You've got ages yet, haven't you? What's your assessment of the current squad and where you find yourselves in the league table at the moment?
Yeah, well, in terms of the squad itself, you know, we've been left in a fantastic position in terms of what's been built. There's a core group that have been at the club for a number of years, and since sort of Bake was appointed, and there's a real backbone to the group, and we've added to that over the summer. It's been a little bit of a transitional summer this year because the group had been quite consistent throughout COVID, and then the couple of years since this year, there's been a few outgoings and certainly some incomings. And the group's gelled really, really well. We've got a fantastic character throughout the team. And, we've got quality in abundance as well. And that's been evident in the three games so far, albeit, as you say, none of them have been league games. Our first league game is due to be on the 3rd of October, Tuesday, 3rd of October, which is a rearranged game against Stalybridge. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that one.
Yeah, but in the meantime, like you say, I mean, these cup games have been ticking along, and they've been ticking along nicely. Obviously, you know, a 5-1 win against Bedworth United in the FA Trophy. But we're going to talk about the FA Cup, because your first game in charge was against Grimsby Borough, a 5-0 win there, and obviously a 2-0 win against Worcester City. So it's been good, hasn't it, this past fortnight or so?
Yeah, really good. And again, all credit to the players for the way that they've responded. They got straight to work on the Thursday following on from the bank holiday Monday game, and they've been absolutely superb. You know, we look a real threat going forward, and aside from the first half in the game against Grimsby, we've been really, really solid defensively as well. So it's a good balance, obviously, to be strong in both boxes. So yeah, I've been chuffed to bits.
Normally, when I speak to a new manager at this stage of the season, I talk about the cup, and obviously I say it's not necessarily about getting through to the next round, it's about building some momentum and that kind of thing. But as we've touched upon in this interview already, that momentum's been building, hasn't it? And been building quite nicely.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it is a little bit strange, really, that that come the 3rd of October, if that ends up being our first game in the league, that, you know, I'll have been in charge for a month, and obviously we'll still only have played 5 league games. And while some of the others will have played 8, maybe even 9. So it is going to be strange, sort of, with that deficit to obviously make up. But at the same time, I don't think any club would turn around and say they wouldn't want a cup run, given the opportunity that obviously we've had, certainly with the FA Cup you know, getting to the stage that we've got and the fantastic draw that we've got. So, and similarly, we play a trophy game this weekend, and we really want to have a good run in that as well.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I was going to say, I mean, you touched upon the Stalybridge game, but if you get a replay against South Shields, then that Stalybridge game doesn't get played either, does it, on that Tuesday? So it could be a while longer yet. But out the hat comes South Shields at Harrison Park. That's a good draw. I mean, what's your feelings towards this match in the third qualifying round next week?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just absolutely delighted for everyone associated with the club, to be honest. It's, you know, a fantastic opportunity for us to showcase ourselves against full-time opposition, and obviously a club that's had a bounce, having gone up last year and started so well this season. I think they're third in the table at the moment. So, yeah, it's an amazing opportunity for us to look forward to, and that's how we're going to approach it, you know, particularly playing at home as well. So hopefully, yeah, people come in their droves and come and cheer us on and see what we're about, you know. It is the start of a new era, and whilst nothing revolutionary has happened at this stage, you know, we're not looking to sort of change things massively. There have been a couple of slight alterations to the way in which we're playing, and hopefully people can come down and support us and see an exciting game of football.
Yeah, and it's certainly been a good start with you in charge, and one game at a time. I've invited you on this week, so I don't jinx it for you next week. That's why I brought you on a week earlier. But you mentioned it earlier, this weekend you have got Quorn in the FA Trophy second qualifying round. Go back to what I mentioned a moment or two ago. It is all about keeping the momentum going, isn't it? But it would be handy to get through to the third qualifying round of that competition as well.
Absolutely. And again, we've done our research. They've won every single home game. They are obviously in the playoffs at the moment in their leagues. They've had a good start, and obviously, as I've just said, they're strong at home. So we know it's going to be a tough game, and absolutely, you know, we've spoke to the players this week about the importance of focusing on that and not getting carried away with the FA Cup game the week after. We want to use the game on Saturday to win again, to make sure that we maintain the momentum that we've started to build, as you mentioned.
And last question, Josh. Obviously, it's going well in these cup competitions, but when eventually you do get back to the NPL West Division and that side of things, how much are you looking forward to not just the cup competitions, but the league campaign and what's possible at Harrison Park for the remainder of the season?
Yeah, very excited for it, of course. You know, that is our bread and butter. We know that we're only one cup game away from one result in a cup competition from not being in it any longer. So, yeah, absolutely. The league will come around shortly, and we're really looking forward to that. At this stage, having only played five games, you know, we're not going to get too caught up with worrying about the number of games in hand that we may have and the number of points that we've got. Like you've just said, you take one game at a time, try and continue to build momentum, get W's on the board, respond positively when we don't get the right result, because of course that will happen from time to time. We are going to lose games. But the importance is then how we respond to that. And yeah, hopefully we can go on a good run, use the momentum that we're building at the moment to propel us up the league table. And then when we get to the sort of the business end, we're hopefully going to be in and around where we want to be. Of course, the club's been so close for the last few years and hasn't quite been able to get over the line for different reasons. And yeah, obviously that's the ultimate ambition for us to try and make that move up.
Well, Josh Brough, manager of Leake Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck in the FA Trophy this weekend. A big, big good luck in the FA Cup next weekend. And we'll catch up again very soon.
Thanks very much, Ben. Speak soon.
Josh Brough there, manager of Leake Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And just a reminder, that interview was recorded before the news that tie in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup between Leake Town and South Shields will be live on the BBC Red Button next weekend. Fantastic stuff there for Leake Town. And a big thank you to Josh Brough for joining us this week. Just before we move on to league matters, just a couple of more matches outstanding from the FA Cup. Commiserations to Workington. They were knocked out on Friday night at Darlington. But a big congratulations to Cambridge City. They won at Biggleswade on Sunday in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup, and they progressed through to the next round. And with all those FA Cup ties, you'll be forgiven in thinking that there were no league games last weekend, but there was one match in the NPL Premier Division, and that was between Basford United and Ilkeston Town. And it was 3 points for Ilkeston Town, a 1-0 victory at Basford United on Saturday. And that was the first win for Ian Deacon in charge at Ilkeston Town. And shortly we'll be hearing from the new manager at the Derbyshire side. But before that, Basford United too also have a brand new manager, and that's James Jepson. And on Thursday, I caught up with James to see how he was settling in to his new role. Well, James, a big thank you for joining us. And first and first, big congratulations on your appointment as first team manager at Basford United. How are you settling into things at the club?
Yeah, thanks, Ben. Yeah, really enjoying it. Obviously, I've been in the club for quite a while, being from Nottingham, even though I've lived out the area for 12, 13 years. But yeah, it's a good opportunity for me and Holmesy. The squad's really, really good. Need to add maybe one or two right now. But yeah, so far, really good. Obviously, with a new manager coming in, you expect the lads to, you know, have a response and be lifted. And yeah, they said they enjoyed it, and, you know, we got a reaction out of them. So hopefully we can get things right on the pitch.
Yeah, because obviously we're recording this on Thursday. I think your first training session was Tuesday, so it's very early days in your tenure. So what are you looking for in these early days before the next league game?
You know, when you're bottom of the league, it's obviously not a fun place to be. So straight away, we've got to get together as a group, start trying to get points on the board, obviously. But by doing that, we need to have a bit more of a structure, understand the strengths and weaknesses of the players, the shape, the allowing them to see our strengths and weaknesses, and so, you know, have a heart-to-heart, really, Tuesday and tonight, where we can really understand each other a bit more and, like I say, have a bit more structure to how we can try and get some points on the board.
And obviously it's a new era on the pitch. It's kind of a new era off the pitch, isn't it? Rudy Funk has taken over from Chris Munro as the chairman. But Rudy Funk coming in, who obviously knows this level of the game very, very well, of course. So what's the general vibe like at the club at the moment?
Yeah, so, I mean, Chris has not left the club. He's the owner. It's just the day-to-day running of the football club. Rudy is the new chairman. I've known him since I was probably 20. So he's obviously managed the sort of Mansfield, North Nottinghamshire sides and Scarborough. So, you know, I've gone up against him as a player. I played for him once at Rainworth, so known him a long time. And yeah, it's someone I respect. And, you know, he knows the game, always got on with him. So really looking forward to that. But obviously looking forward to working with Chris and the rest of the guys on the board there. So yeah, it's obviously change. I'm sure at the start of the season, Chris didn't want to make changes, but obviously he's done it. So you've got to respect the, you know, the former manager and his staff, and we've got to move forward.
And with that expertise that you've got of that Nottinghamshire area that Rudy's got, that other members of the coaching staff have got, how crucial is that going to be in the coming weeks? And because I'm assuming you're going to be adding to the squad as well.
Yeah, like I said, the squad's good with the addition of one or two. But to answer your question, you know, Nottingham's a big area. It's got some really good footballers from the area, and they're going out of the area to play. So, you know, we want the best local talent that we can, really, and sort of get a little bit of identity too, you know, as a club with Nottinghamshire-based players and East Midlands players. So, you know, it's going to be difficult because, you know, all the good players that play at this level and above and below even, you know, will be on a contract or happy. And, you know, it's trying to get them to a club that's bottom of the league with a new manager. But yeah, like I say, it's not going to happen overnight. You know, we've got a good scouting group where we can try and get the best players in, and obviously with my contacts and Holmesy's and Rudy's. But, you know, we're going to work with the players we've got for now. And that side, getting their sort of identity back to the club will take a bit of time.
You mentioned obviously where you are in the league table at the minute, but it is very early days in the league season. I mean, you're only 4 points away out of the relegation places where Stafford Rangers are at the moment. And the Ilson result at the weekend, it was a close run thing that, I know Ilson won in the end, but that does point to the ability there to maybe get out of this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's early days, but without sounding obvious, you know, we need to start quickly. And that's what I'm in to do. They've given me a job to get us out the mess that they're in. And I'm confident to do that. I'm confident I've got the right people behind me. And, you know, I'm confident in the players. You know, there's some really good players in there, which I've mentioned 3 or 4 times now. And we can only look at game by game, and it's Hyde and then it's Game of Trinity. We can only look that far ahead. Hyde are a very good team. And, you know, we've got to go there with a plan to try and get something. You know, I don't want to be saying that we're going to try and win every game. Obviously, that's football, about winning. But, you know, we've got to be realistic where we're at, got got to pick the guys up, and piece by piece we can see some improvement. So that's the plan. But again, you know, sometimes it don't go your way, but you know, we've got fighters in the group and leaders where we can, you know, rely on to pull everyone through. So looking forward to it. It's going to be tough, but you know, that's football.
Yeah, and just to mention those upcoming games, you mentioned Hyde there and Gainsborough Trinity. I think you've got the Mass game as well, haven't you? And how much you're looking forward to this challenge over the next fortnight or so, and what's possible there at Basford United with yourself there and Rudy and your coaching staff, you know, Danny Holmes. How much you're looking forward to what's possible at the club in this new era?
Yeah, definitely. It's a club that's where I'm from, so obviously there's that attachment. There's a good academy at the club with some really good players. I think we need to sort of get some of those academy players the opportunity to be in the first team. I know there's a couple in there now, but you know, we'd like more. Nottingham's a big area, so we need to really get out there and, you know, attract the best players. So short-term plan is to obviously get some points on the board, have a structure, have a game plan and a bit of an identity. Long-term would be to get the best players in the area, sort of give the players an opportunity to improve, and also, you know, give the players in the area a chance to play at a really good level, because the plan of the club, you know, is to get to the conference. But if we can't look that far ahead, you know, we're in a situation where we're bottom of the league. So yeah, the long term, you know, there's a lot of opportunity for me and Danny and Rudy, but you know, we've really got to concentrate on the here and now.
Because that's the thing, whenever I've gone down to Greenwich Avenue, it's got a good, those pathways are there, aren't they? And there's plenty of good young players in the area who've played for the club as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and some of them have gone out of town, but you know, they've had some good managers and they've had some good success. And it's my job to reset and have a plan of how we can move forward on and off the pitch. And I've got the expertise of Rudy, Chris, Danny and the rest of the staff to help me on that. But you know, it's not all about me, it's about the lads as well. And we've really just got to pull together and, you know, reset and have a plan to push the club forward.
Well, James Jepson, the brand new manager of Basford United, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Congratulations again on your appointment as manager of the club. All the best in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Take care, Ben. Thanks.
The brand new manager at Basford United, James Jepson, there, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And speaking of new managers, later in the show, we'll be hearing from the new manager at Gainsborough Trinity, Russ Wilcox. So stick around. But before we hear from Russ Wilcox, let's hear from the brand new manager at Ilkeston Town. So 3 points on Saturday away at Basford United. Seems a good time now to welcome back to the show the manager of Ilkeston Town. Here's Ian Deacon, who I caught up with on Thursday. Well, Ian, a big thank you for joining us. And before we talk about that great result against Basford United, just a bit of a general catch-up. How are you settling in?
Yeah, it's been great since we've come in. Everyone's been very welcoming. And I've been at the football club previously in a player assistant role. And the fans are still always as loud as ever. Great atmosphere to play football. And you know, obviously the chairman really has the best interests of the club at heart. And he's obviously come in and backed us in terms of bringing some new faces in to strengthen the squad. But yeah, really, really happy so far how it's going. Obviously, we lost to Worksop in the first game, but second half, they really shown kind of what there was about and shown some courage and the fans got behind us. So it was a little bit disappointing to come away with nothing, but you know, onwards and upwards. And obviously, it's we've only been in there a couple of weeks, so it's going to be a work in progress.
Yeah, and speaking of those fans, I mean, the reaction on social media at the news of your appointment, pretty universal, wasn't it, really?
I had the media guys constantly updating me, and I'll be honest, I had to turn my phone off for a period of time. It was just going a bit crazy with obviously good messages and well wishes. It was just impossible to get back to everybody. And I think there was the media lad said it was something like 250,000 views on Twitter alone, I think. So it's obviously gone down well, which is great. But obviously we've got to make it work in terms of, you know, all the new stuff that's come in terms of everybody's happy that we're there. And it takes a little bit of adjusting. And obviously we want to hit the ground running. And hopefully, you know, we got results Saturday, which is start of that.
And Zach Goodson scoring as well on his return back to the club. I think he signed in the lead up to the game, didn't he? So that must be pleasing.
Yeah, to have a player like Zach wanting to come and play for us, obviously coming down a level, it kind of shows what he's about in terms of he wants to play football, you know. And he'll be an important player for us. Obviously, he's not played many minutes at Chester, so done a lot of running in that game that we played Saturday, and in about 60, 65 minutes, looked a bit tired. But obviously, that'll come with more game time. He came training with us that week, which was great. And Chester, to be fair, was great about the situation in terms of letting him come to us. You know, the player wanted to come, so it was important that we kind of got that deal over the line. He adds real quality to our team, and hopefully, he can go on and score a lot more goals this season.
Yeah, and what do you make of where Wilson now in the league table at the minute? If you take Radcliffe out of the equation, it's much of a muchness between everyone, really, but you're only one win away from second. So it's a decent position you're in, and given your previous track record at Longyearbyen United, you must be pretty, what's the word I'm looking for, excited with the possibilities.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it is very early on in the season. You know, we've played 8 games in the league, and obviously we played one more than a few of them on the same points around us. But I think it's just about taking each challenge as it comes throughout the season. And then you kind of look to where you are at the end of it. But there's always an end goal. I think any manager, I've always said it, any manager or any player that goes into a season not wanting to be successful and achieve something is probably lying. But, you know, so we're going to give it our best shot, as we always did at Longyearbyen. We'll always try and go and win the game and be attacking style of football. But I'm under no illusion. This league's a lot different. It's a lot tougher, in my opinion, than probably the Southern League, which we was going into with Longyearbyen this season. And there's some really high caliber teams in here. And every game is a tough game, home and away. But obviously, with having the fans behind us at home, you know, it's a big advantage. With, you know, sometimes the crowds being near 1,000, it does help. But yeah, we're obviously wanting to look up the table and not down it. We're trying to continue to progress. And, you know, like you say, it's kind of a much of a muchness at this time in the season. There's a lot of teams bunched around. And, you know, you might only be one win off second or third, but you're also only 2 or 3 losses away from going back into the bottom four. So it's important we keep moving forward and concentrate and have a focus and then goal.
Yeah, it would be remarkable, though, wouldn't it, if you had a third straight promotion and with a different club this time round. That would be some achievement, wouldn't it? I know it is early days, but it does need mentioning at this point.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that would be fantastic. And it's, like I say, it's a long, long way away to get to that point. But obviously we was at Ilkeston, myself and Craig Swinscoe, prior to going to Longyearbyen, and also got 2 promotions there. So in 4 complete seasons. Yeah, we've actually been promoted 4 times in 4 years by the COVID season. So it'd be fantastic. And obviously that's what we're aiming for. I think, you know, you have to aim to be successful in a season, and any team that goes into it wants to win the league. I think that's evident. Not everybody can. There's only one that can do it. So it's about just grinding week to week, training session to training session, working on things that you can improve on. Obviously, the players have got to get used to us, and we've got to get used to them. I always say to them, you know, respect is earned. It's not given. I have to earn theirs, and they have to earn mine. And when that happens, you know, you can really build something special. And I think that's kind of what we're trying to do there at the moment is, you know, let them get used to us and understand how we want them to train, the intensity, the desire. They've all said kind of over the last couple of weeks that the training sessions have been quite intense, and, you know, and they feel a lot better for it, which is good. So hopefully as time goes on, we can keep building that. And like I said, it continue to keep moving forward and be productive in the league, and hopefully, you know, climb as high as we can and see where we're at kind of towards the back end.
And this is going to be a big week coming up for that, because obviously you've got Lancaster this weekend, who are currently second. That's at the Giant Axe. Then you've got 2 home games, 1 against Mac on Tuesday, Bamber Bridge at home next Saturday. Big week coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, tough week. It's like I said earlier, the games don't get any easier. You can never rest on your laurels in this league. And I've been playing in it myself. I know how difficult the demands of it bring. And the next 2 games are very tough, but we'll take the first one first and plan for that one. And hopefully go up there and try and get a result. Like I said, we're going up there in confidence, obviously coming off the back of a good result. But, you know, like I said, you have to give respect to every team in this league. They're all tough. They've all got their own qualities and weaknesses at equal measure sometimes. And I'm sure they'll be trying to exploit ours where they feel we're weak, and we'll be doing the same. But ultimately, it's 11v11 and you have to go out and give everything you can on the pitch. And I think, you know, the fans, when they see you do that, if you give everything and you walk off, you have to shake their hand if they're a better side than you. And, you know, but we'll give it everything that we've got every time we step on the field now. And I'm under no illusion, this week's probably going to be the toughest one that we've faced in management as a group, at the level of management. So we're looking forward to it. We're ready for the challenge and we're looking to embrace it.
And last question, Ian. Obviously, early days in your tenure at the new Manor Ground, but how much are you looking forward to what's possible at the club for this season?
I think the club's a sleeping giant. It always has been. Obviously, it had been through some turmoil in recent years, and prior to that, it was kind of, you probably always looked at it going, it's really getting somewhere, and then all of a sudden, something happened. And so I'm hoping that there's some, you know, with the chairman in place now and the people around the club, Mark Frost, obviously Andrew Nally, the chairman, Kelly and Mike, and then the people that run the football club in a day-to-day basis, that we can bring some stability and add to that and really build a base that we can kick on from. You know, and that's something that excites me, and I think it is a sleeping giant. It always has been. The facilities are absolutely top-notch and excellent, obviously with a brand-new 4G surface going down. And so, yeah, all the things are in place. It's up to us now to try and galvanise that together as a group from top to bottom and back down again, and everybody pull in the same direction. Hopefully we can achieve something.
Well, Ian Deacon, manager of Ilse Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. All the best this weekend, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thanks very much, mate. Take care.
Ilkeston Town manager Ian Deacon there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And before that, his counterpart at Basford United, the brand new manager at Basford United, James Jepson. So, only one league game last weekend. Let me tell you, dear listener, there's plenty of league games this weekend and on Tuesday. And therefore, it's now time for the first ever league fixture preview for the 2023-24 season. And who better to take part in this landmark broadcast than to welcome back from Whitby Town Radio, Mr. Andrew Snaith. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Evening, Ben. Yeah, I'm doing well. Lots of people better than me to do it, but thank you for asking me anyway.
No, you're first person that came to mind. So thank you so much for joining us for this first fixture preview of the season. Let's kick things off with the top of the table. And this is up there for game of the weekend. It's Radcliffe against Worksop Town. It's first hosting sixth. And if you take Radcliffe out of the league table, it's very, very close across the rest of the league. We can't take Radcliffe off the table, though, can we? They've had a great start to the season, but this is a tough test at home to Worksop.
It is. I know firsthand, Worksop came to Whitby and it was 4-2, but it was 4-0 for quite some time. They were a great side. I expected them to do pretty well. They have the promoted team bounce, clearly. And yes, they will, I would think, cause Radcliffe a few problems. But yes, Radcliffe are absolutely superb so far. Absolutely imperious.
It's a big week for Radcliffe, isn't it? Because they've also got Marine away on Tuesday. So they're taking on the team in sixth and taking on the team in fifth over the course of 72 hours this week. It's quite a challenging week for the league leaders. But as Andrew just says there, I mean, they've had a really good start to the season. But all things considered, so have Lancaster City. And we just spoke to Ian Deacon, the new manager at Ilson. They're travelling to Lancaster City on Saturday. This is a great weekend. This is second taking on seventh. Just 2 points separating the two teams heading into Saturday.
Absolutely, yeah. Lancaster making one of the trademark strong starts, actually. Not unusual to see Lancaster flying up that table early on. They always seem to get under the radar. People don't expect it, but they've done this a few times. And they are formidable at home as well. They're a difficult side to play against, particularly at the Giant Axe. But it would be a great game. Ilkeston like to play a bit of football as well. It should be a terrific game over there in the Northwest.
So that's Lancaster City taking on Ilson Town this weekend. What about the team currently sitting third? Warrington Rylands, buoyed by a fantastic FA Cup result last weekend against SC United. Four unanswered goals away from home. And they've already had a brilliant start to the league season as well, if you take out the opening day. And Warrington Rylands this weekend will be travelling to Matlock Town. Matlock Town, they're in 11th, but it's just 3 points the gap between these two teams. Should be a good game in Derbyshire on Saturday.
Indeed. And as you said at the top of the interview, Radcliffe, if you took them out, there's very little between the rest of the league, really. Warrington Rylands, I would point out as well, unbeaten away, one of only three sides that can say that so far this season. And they've been very, very good, very, very hard to beat on the road. I can see why. They tend to take those chances. They're great at hitting teams on the break, and they'll provide formidable opposition for Matlock in Derbyshire this weekend.
Yeah, and Matlock, incidentally, will be taking on Worksop on Tuesday night. Warrington Rylands, well, it's a rematch. They'll be hosting FC United on Tuesday. Macclesfield, they're in fourth position. Macclesfield on Saturday, they host Stafford Rangers. What do you think for this one? Stafford Rangers just above the relegation places at the moment. It is early days. In fact, I'm not even going to mention the relegation line. It's a ridiculous thing to say. It's September. But there is a big gap between these two teams at the moment. Can Stafford Rangers bridge that gap in Cheshire on Saturday?
Well, I was going to say, you'll know this part of the world a little bit better than I do. Plus to being a derby.
No. Oh, yeah.
Come on. Come on.
We're back. That's a fixture preview, everyone. I've been waiting months for that. You know what? I think... No, it's not a derby.
Oh, fair enough. Fair play. I was thinking Cheshire and Staffordshire are neighbours. There you go. I'll throw that one away. It's not a derby. I'm sure there'll be plenty of people making the relatively short trip from Staffordshire for this one. Yeah. It should be a great one. Macclesfield have really revived themselves, haven't they, after that? Well, can't really quite call it a slump. Maybe a mini blip after starting so well. I think the adding of that extra firepower has made a big difference. It's got them straight back up into the reckoning. Be a tough one for Stafford to go to Macclesfield, as it will be for anybody going to Macclesfield this season, I suspect.
Yeah, and what a result that was in the FA Cup as well against Buxton, wasn't it, last week for Macclesfield. So they'll certainly have a spring in the step, won't they, this weekend. But Stafford Rangers await Macclesfield on Saturday. For Marine, who are currently sitting fifth in the league table, well, we already mentioned that they'll be taking on Radcliffe on Tuesday. Before that, they're travelling up to Teesside to take on Mask United. What's your thoughts on this one?
Indeed, and also just to point out, Macclesfield to Buxton, definitely a derby. So, Mask and Marine.
You know what? I'll accept that, because when you go to Buxton, you can go via Stockport or you can go via Macclesfield. And going via Macclesfield is a much nicer route. So I'll take that.
Mask and Marine, obviously, not the greatest start to the season from Mask. They'll be desperate for the points on Saturday. It's been a real baptism of fire, I guess you'd say, for the new manager there, Graham Lee. So a Marine at home is not really what you want when you're struggling for points. Albeit Marine with a fairly indifferent away record. So it might be maybe that change from 4G to proper grass might just make the difference. Might just go into play into Mask's hands for that one. But yeah, with only 3 points from seven games, desperation stations, not quite, but they really need those points to get the season going.
Well, Marine are in fifth position. 1 point behind Marine, we've got Whitby Town currently sitting in eighth position in the league table. Who are they playing Saturday? Oh, sorry, I should do my research. I'm sorry, Andrew. Who are they playing? Oh, FC United away. Banter, yes. Everyone. Banter. Solid banter. Not quite game of the weekend, but it is for us too. And that's the most important thing. What's your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, absolutely. FC United at Whitby, definitely not a derby. But it'll be an interesting way. If it's as entertaining as last season's game over there, Broadhurst, I think it'll be worth watching. Plenty of goals. I think it was 2-2 last season. These are sides, if you look at Whitby's record, one thing they've done is exactly the same as FC United, almost identical records, actually. 4 wins, 3 defeats. These two don't like to draw. I hope I haven't put a kibosh on it, but they don't like to draw. They've concede quite a few goals. They do like to score them, but it should be a good game. FC 100% at home. Whitby Town 100% away. So something's got to give.
That's obviously FC United away for Whitby on Saturday in the league. But just a general catch-up with the start to the season more generally, Andrew, as well, because you're in the midst now of this FA Cup run. You're through to the third qualifying round. Tricky games against Goole away from home and hosting Prescott Cables on Saturday. Now you've got the task of Morpeth Town next Saturday in the third qualifying round. What's your thoughts on where you're heading at the minute in the competition?
Yeah, it's not traditionally something we've done particularly well in the cup competitions. It's 20 years since Whitby made the first round proper of the FA Cup, losing to Hartlepool first round back then, 2003. Yeah, you're right. I mean, on paper, tough games. Goal, very comfortable 6-0 win there. Albeit after a slow start. Prescott, much tougher. Very, very close, actually. Every chance of them snatching one towards the end. But Whitby held firm, which is something they haven't actually done so well at home, Ben. The home record is pretty poor for Whitby this season. Since their opening day victory against Atherton, that was their first win at home on Saturday against Prescott. So they've struggled at the Tobar Express Stadium. Morpeth is obviously a difficult draw, but I think I was speaking to another Whitby Town supporter at the weekend. I think if you draw a team at the same level at this stage of the competition, you've probably been quite fortunate with all those Conference North sides in there. It'll be a good game. I mean, we're mindful Morpeth have knocked out Radcliffe, so pretty formidable.
Yeah, and you've got Mask in the league on Tuesday as well, haven't you? So this is a bit of a local derby as well. That is a derby, isn't it? Officially.
Oh, yeah. Only 20 miles between them. Yeah, yeah.
There you go, yeah.
Plenty of former players on both sides as well, which always makes it a bit more tasty. You know, they always have a point to prove, don't they? So that should be very interesting. And also a bit of a connection in terms of the Mask management as well. Graham Lee, son of Tony Lee, sadly the late Tony Lee, who was celebrated as possibly Whitby Town's greatest ever manager, taking them to the second round of the FA Cup on more than one occasion, the quarterfinals of the trophy back in the 80s. So a big family link there as well between the two clubs.
And both those games, FC United and Mask, as well as the FA Cup game as well against Morpeth, they'll all be on Whitby Town Radio, and we'll give a plug to those commentaries later at the end of this fixture preview. But before then, let's go to Ashton United. Ashton United suffering a heavy defeat in the league away at Macclesfield. I think plenty of teams are going to get beat at the Moss Rose this season. Bouncing back, having to do it twice, though, against Atherton Colls in the FA Cup, but they're through to the next round. Ashton United this weekend will be travelling to Guiseley, and I think Liam Tong will be in temporary charge for this game at Nevermore for the home side. So what's your thoughts on this one for Ashton United and Guiseley this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. Ashton, another side. In fact, both sides have played Whitby early season. Victory at Guiseley, which was a little surprising with them being very highly rated going into the season. And Ashton going to Whitby and winning 3-1. Seeing both of these teams. Guys, it's interesting to know what happens when a team loses their manager. You know, when Paul Phillips left the club, Liam Tong in temporary charge, as you say, how the players are going to react. I guess you find out the character of the players, and you know, they might be trying to impress, you would think, the caretaker figure, but we'll see. An Ashton side that can never be underestimated, of course, home or away. And as you say, the battle through against Atherton in midweek. They're a side that are very good on the home patch, away from home a little bit more inconsistent. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes on Saturday.
Yeah, for Ashton United on Tuesday, they will be back on their home patch as they'll be taking on Bradford Park Avenue midweek as well. Let's go to Morpeth Town. Morpeth Town this weekend, they'll be travelling to Bamber Bridge, and on Tuesday they'll be hosting Guiseley. Morpeth Town have had a decent start to the season. They might be in 12th, but they're 2 points away from the likes of Macclesfield and Marine. So it's been a much better start to the season for Craig Lynch's side, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Another side that terrific at home, but struggle on the travels. I think, you know, it may well suit them that these teams have to make a long trip up north. So it will be interesting to see how they go, having to make the trip over to the northwest in Bamber Bridge. A good side at home. They've just lost once this season in the league at their home ground. So we'll see how that one pans out. But yeah, if Morpeth can arrest the away form, then yes, they can push on. And as you say, it's not much between them. The side's right at the top.
No, and as you mentioned earlier, there's about the home form in the FA Cup. There's nothing wrong with that, is they're beating Radcliffe and Southport, blimey. That's an intriguing game this weekend between Bamber Bridge and Morpeth Town. But we'll cover off the FA Cup on next week's show, obviously. But that game between Whitby Town and Morpeth as well in the third qualifying round, that should be some tie, that's for sure. I just mentioned Bamber Bridge there. Bamber Bridge, incidentally, on Tuesday night, they'll be travelling to Atherton Colls, which, pre-70s boundary changes, would be a Lancashire derby, so we'll have that. Then we've got Workington. Workington this weekend, they'll be travelling to Bradford Park Avenue. It's a home game against Lancaster City on Tuesday. Workington, what can we say? I mean, unfortunate against Darlington, but in the league, a 5-3 victory over Basford United. Certainly entertaining, aren't they, Workington, at the moment?
They are, but they're another side that are very different, home and away. Just one defeat at Borough Park, three wins, but on the travels, yet to register a single point in the league, three defeats. So that's what they need to turn around when they go to West Yorkshire and take on Bradford. Very similar starts to the season for the two sides, just 1 point separating them. Be interesting to see these two former Football League names back in the day.
Yes, absolutely. So Workington this weekend, travelling to Bradford Park Avenue. What about Hyde United? Hyde United currently on 7 points after seven games. So by my maths, that's 1 point per game on average at the moment, which isn't too bad at this point of the season. This weekend, as we discussed earlier with James Jepson, they'll be hosting Basford United. It goes back to what we were saying about Geisley. It's a tricky game to judge, isn't it? Because you've got hashtag new management bounce and all those cliches.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, you were talking to the new manager earlier on at Basford. New chairman as well in Rudy Funk, who's well known to supporters up in North Yorkshire with his spell at Scarborough when they were in the early days of formation, the Scarborough Athletic Club. So he's well known and going in as chairman. Basford desperately needing away points, four defeats out of four. So they really need to do something at Hyde, who haven't really made the best start to the season themselves. But of course, very much early days, still a very difficult side to beat on home turf.
And Hyde United on Tuesday, they'll be travelling to Stafford Rangers just down the road. Well, just down the road if you've got Andrew Snaith's sat-nav. And elsewhere, we've got Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough Trinity, they've also got a brand new manager. And Gainsborough Trinity this weekend will be hosting Atherton Coles. Russ Wilcox has taken over at the North Home as the brand new manager of Gainsborough Trinity. And on Friday morning, I caught up with the man himself. Well, Russ, a big thank you for joining us and congratulations on your appointment at Gainsborough Trinity. Early days, but how are you settling into things at North Home?
Yeah, really looking forward to the task ahead. Only had a couple of days in there, Tuesday, Thursday. That's how football works, as we all know. So it's getting to know the players, getting to know what's required as well moving forward. Already identifying positions that we maybe need to strengthen and doing what every other manager does, I think, when they go into a football club. But obviously giving the players there at the moment, you know, every opportunity to impress.
And they certainly impressed on Saturday. I know you weren't at the game, but in that Lincolnshire Cup match at home to Stamford, a 3-2 victory there. It feels like the squad certainly are up for the challenge.
Yeah, it's a real interesting one, Ben, because the home form's very good. I think it's 2 wins, 3 draws, no defeats. The away record is played 5, lost 5, conceded 18. So it's a real mixed bag. Sometimes it comes down to mentality. You know, from my side of it, very chalk and cheese. So again, something I've got to address. But the home form's certainly up there with most of the clubs in the division.
It was ever thus with Gainsborough. I think a couple of years ago, I think the best home form in the league are certainly up there. And last season, it was the best, one of the best away forms in the league. I suppose that the trick is, if you're going to be the manager of Gainsborough, is to crack both sides of that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Sounds a cliche, which it is, but it is one game at a time. You know, looking at the group on Saturday against Atherton and hopefully getting a positive result. If not, then it'll tell me where we need to improve and where we need to go. I must say the process from the board, the interview process was excellent, done very professionally. That's what impressed me a lot about it. I know the club really well. It's from his Scunthorpe days. You know, it's only just down the road. We always used to play him either in the Lynx Cup or in pre-season friendlies. So I know a little bit about the club. Every time I've been back there as well, just to watch games, they've always made me feel really welcome. It's a real family club and a real friendly club. Impressed with the board, you know, the questions they asked, just the whole process of obviously the interview and then obviously offering them me the job literally straight away, which gave me a huge amount of confidence moving forward that they obviously thought that I was the right man.
And with regards to the results, you've mentioned them already, but when you look at who Gainsborough played in this early part of the season, you know, there was a good point, wasn't there, against Marine, a good point against Bamber Bridge, drawing with Matlock. They've been beaten by Ilson and Macclesfield and Worksop and the like. But there are encouraging signs there, I'm going to suggest, that it just needs turning around slightly.
Yeah, totally agree with that. Like I said, I've only had two sessions with the lads. Certainly last night's session was very positive. You know, they seem very together, which gives you, again, a great start.
last thing you need is going into a group that's, you know, this fractions and this thing's not right. It doesn't sit, feel that way at all. It feels like they just probably need a little bit more guidance of where we want to go and how we want to play. I'm not massive on identity and what's your philosophy. Mine is to try and win football matches. Bottom line, I'm a bit old school, and it starts with hard work and togetherness and doing the basics well. I think if you get those three things correct, you've got every chance of winning games. We'll mix it up. We'll play different ways. I'm not one that just goes, we're going 4-3-3 and that's it. I think it's important to have plan B, plan C, plan D. But I think the first protocol in my meetings with the lads is about getting together as a group and working really hard for each other. And that's always the starting point for me.
Yes, and upcoming matches, you mentioned one already, the Atherton Colts game this weekend, and touching upon that home form, like I mentioned, the positive results that they have been at home. These next two games, Atherton Colts on Saturday, Basford next Saturday, these are really important games. And like we've said, you've got to hit the ground running, essentially, haven't you?
Yeah, you have, if you possibly can. I think it's important for a manager to do that as well, because what it does then, what message it sends to the players is that what you're doing is correct as a manager, because they're always judging you as well. You're looking at the players, but they're obviously looking at you and thinking, you know, is he up for this task? And I think results give you that bit more power, if you like, as well as a manager, to show them that what you're doing and how you're working is the correct way. But if it doesn't happen in the next one or two, then, you know, you need time to change things around a little bit if you need to, juggle a bit with formations or whatever you need to do to find ways to win.
And just going on the Twitter feed, I mean, we're recording this on Friday morning, news that you've signed Declan Howe from Ilson. I'm imagining, just talking about, you know, hitting the ground running and that kind of thing, you're going to be shaping the squad as well over the next fortnight or so.
Yeah, without a doubt. This opportunity have come up straight away as I've gone in there. I do like to look at the squad first, but I think when opportunities come to sign, you know, quality players, then you have to take it if you possibly can. And that's what I've done. I've also took Nat Wallace as well in there, who I know well from his Scunthorpe days. I had him on loan last year at Farsley. So I know about him. He'll add some pace to the team as well. So it's just adding little bits to the group that's already there. You know, there's some quality players already in the group. So it's just adding a couple if you can. And what that does as well, it changes mindset of players, where they know then they've got to step up to the mark. You know, you've got to add players, obviously, with quality, but also to add competition to the group. I think that's the important thing. I think I look at the group and we've maybe not got enough numbers in there at the moment just to, you know, get people on the toes and get people fighting for the shirt.
And it's exciting, this, isn't it, Russ, as well? Because you've come in, you're going to be on the touchline there for tomorrow's game against Atherton Colts. And, you know, North Home, it's that great main stand there. And you know, when the crowd get going, they get going. It's yours to shape now, isn't it? It's must be exciting for you.
It is exciting. And like you said, the fans there are great. You know, just like I said, I've been there lots of times. We really get behind the team. That's what we wanted them to do, obviously, tomorrow. It's sort of a new chapter. Come down there, hopefully, and sing your hearts out for the lads, because I think what they'll find with my team, we won't win every game. We certainly won't do that. There'll be wins, there'll be draws, there'll be losses. But I want to make sure that every time that they step out on the pitch, the lads, they give everything for the shirt and for the football club. I want to build a hard-working, strong together team.
And last question, Russ, just about the future and that. I mean, we've just mentioned it there, but how much are you looking forward to this challenge of, because you have to remember, Gainsborough got to the playoffs last season, how much are you looking forward to the challenge of getting them back into the right half of the table?
Yeah, you always look at clubs when jobs come available and think, I'd like to go in there and help. I think that's what I've got a lot of experience in the game at different levels, so I know for a fact that I can help. I'm confident in my own ability. Sometimes it happens straight away, sometimes it doesn't. You know, I look at the Scunthorpe one where I went in there, you know, when Brian unfortunately lost his job and 28 games unbeaten run, but it doesn't happen at every club. York was difficult. Farsley one obviously took a bit longer. I went in there and did not win a game for 3 months. So it's every challenge is different. This is obviously a different challenge, a challenge that I'm really looking forward to. A great football club, let's be honest, a football club that's got great traditions and history, and I want to get it moving again if I possibly can.
Well, Russ Wilcox, the new manager of Gainsborough Trinity, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us on this week's show. All the best in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Top man. Thank you, Ben.
Russ Wilcox there, manager, the brand new manager of Gainsborough Trinity, joining us on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Andrew Snay from Whitby Town Radio still with us. What do you reckon this weekend, Andrew, for this game between Gainsborough Trinity and Atherton Coles? It's a very important game for both sides. Gainsborough as well got Basford United next Saturday in the league. So it's a big fortnight, isn't it, for Russ Wilcox?
Yeah, taking on the sides around them. I think that's quite an astute appointment. You know, I think Russ Wilcox, he's very experienced at this level. Still unbeaten at home, despite being in the bottom four in this embryonic league table. But yeah, same amount of points as the visitors Atherton on Saturday. Atherton still looking for their first points on the road, but always a difficult side to beat.
Good stuff. Well, Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio, by my reckoning, that is all the fixtures from Saturday covered for this weekend in the Pitching In NPL Premier Division. Remember the social media links for the Northern Premier League and for all the fixtures, as well as all the results on Saturday afternoon. There's football web pages, but also the npl.co.uk. And while I'm talking about websites, Whitby Town have got loads of big matches coming up. Obviously, the game of the weekend for me and Andrew is FC United against Whitby Town at Broadhurst Park. But then there's the Manchester United game midweek for Whitby Town. And of course, the FA Cup third qualifying round against Morpeth Town. How could people tune in if they can't make these games in person, Andrew?
Yeah, it's via Mixlr. So if you go on Whitby's Twitter or X, if you want to call it that, go onto there and find a link to Whitby Town Radio via Mixlr and listen from just before three. Paul Connolly will be leading things alongside Liam Ryder. As you say, three very big games coming up this week for Whitby.
Well, Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us for this first ever fixture preview for the 2023-24 season with regards to league games. Have a lovely weekend and we'll be catching up again very soon.
Always a pleasure, Ben. Thank you.
Whitby Town Radio's Andrew Snaith there, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this week's show. A big thank you to Andrew and all the managers who've joined me this week. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. Next week, we'll be catching up with more managers discussing the FA Cup, and we'll be bringing you a big fixture preview as well for those third qualifying round ties next weekend. But that's it for this week's edition of the NPL show. You all have a lovely weekend and you'll be hearing from us again next week. You take care. Bye-bye.